It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The Winnebago Area Literacy Council in Oshkosh helps immigrants and refugees learn English and adjust to life in the U.S. The organization has a new executive director, Chu Mei Peng, who herself is an immigrant and learned English at a literacy center like the one she now leads.
The council serves more than 150 students from all around the world. Producer Colleen Leahy visited the center to talk with one of those students about her story.
Well, you can sit here.
It's 12:30 p.m. on a Monday. Time for the Winnebago Area Literacy Council's More English class. 14 students listen as teacher Jean Kyler gives a lesson on nouns. Today, the students are learning how to tell the difference between pronouns, common nouns, and proper nouns.
We have common nouns that are like boy, girl, city, lake.
As part of the lesson, Kyler lists all the places her students are from.
Everybody has a different country. Mexico, Turkey, Nicaragua, Haiti, Laos.
DRC.
DRC. Venezuela. Those are the proper nouns.
Yes.
The common noun is country.
Everyone has a piece of paper with a noun on it. Their task is to figure out if the noun is proper, common, or a pronoun. Elena Tichenko has been learning English at the Literacy Council for 1.5 years. She's sitting next to me.
Elena, what do you have?
November.
November! Proper noun. Proper noun. November.
Proper noun.
I asked Elena if she found learning English to be an annoying process. Her response was unequivocal.
No.
Yes. Right. It's
очень непросто.
I talked to Elena with the help of a translator named Oksana Martinova Przenka, who has also been working with Elena in the Literacy Center's Road to Work program.
За последние три года мне пришлось.
So, you know, it so happened in my life that in the past 3 years, I have been learning three other languages, and English turned out to be the most challenging of them.
Wait, you're learning, what are the three other languages you're learning?
Какие другие три основные языка, которые вы изучали?
Мы учили каталанский, испанский и французский.
Catalonian Spanish, Spanish, and French.
Like nearly 7 million other Ukrainians, Olena fled her country because of the Russian invasion. That's actually why she's had to learn so many languages.
Ну, уезжала я, конечно, очень тяжело было.
It was really hard to leave my homeland. So there was bombing going everywhere. It was terrible. After our neighborhood and my house were bombed and pretty much deteriorated to the ground, so we first arrived into the refugee camp in Spain. So we were in that particular part of Spain where Catalonian, Spanish, Spanish, and French were all kind of merged together, and we were attending classes where we had to study the three of them. Very heartbreaking to leave my homeland because I lived there for 55 years of my life. So leaving everything behind was heartbreaking.
Elena has been living in Omro for 2 years. Her daughter came to Wisconsin first from Spain on a fiancé visa, and Elena followed her 6 months later via the Uniting for Ukraine program, which is also called U4U. The Biden administration launched U4U back in 2022 so that there'd be a simpler way for Ukrainians displaced by the war to come to the U.S. Omro is very different from Elena's hometown of Kharkov.
I have been living all my life in a 2 million, like, population-wise, 2 million people city, and now I came to Wisconsin, Oshkosh, Omro. So these are such small communities in comparison with my hometown that I feel that I feel I'm like on a deserted island. But if you cry out for help, somebody will run to the rescue.
Elena is happy in Omro, but she still struggles to find transportation to work and her ESL classes. She's also worried about what will happen in February, which is when her U4U visa expires.
Тревоги у меня,
because initially this U4U program was set up for 2 years, and after my parole expires, legally I'm not sure how, with the new administration, it will work out so that I could reapply to legally stay in the United States.
Olena wants to stay in the U.S. permanently so she can enjoy her life and keep working. And she doesn't have a home or family to return to in Ukraine.
So having come to Wisconsin, I really felt I got into a very safe, calm environment. I love the nature here. It just feels so peaceful after those years of living, you know, under the threat of bombing, you know, every night, and the tragedy of the whole nation. I feel at peace here. I also find the citizens of this country very friendly, very supportive. Whoever I reach out to always lend me a helping hand. I really find them friendly, optimistic, resourceful, who are ready to share whatever they have.
For Wisconsin Today, I'm Colleen Leahy.
And thanks to Tyler Ditter on the technical direction for that story.